With Talking Tech, I'm Alex Symington. This week on Talking Tech, we will be looking at digital detoxes. Cleanses and detoxes have vastly risen in popularity in recent years, with different juices, diets, and spices being the answer to a healthy, happy life. These have all been largely debated as to whether they are really beneficial and even healthy. We all live this nostalgic view of the good old days, before the internet, before social media, before virtual reality, before 3D, and before you could reach anyone at any given time. But is it all really a bad thing? Should we be giving our minds a rest and cutting ourselves off from a technology-filled world every now and again? A digital detox is a temporary period of fully disconnecting from the digital devices to focus on social interactions, reduce stress, and be fully present in the world offline. The term digital detox was added to the Oxford English Dictionary in 2013, just 6 years after the launch of the first iPhone. Benefits of a digital detox have said to be things like being more peaceful, taking time to think more and connect more with those around you. And it's also said to make you more productive. But what if digital detoxes aren't moving us onwards? Instead, they make us think that the prehistoric time before the web, before social media, and before a quarter of the world's population were walking around with a supercomputer in our pockets was somehow superior to what we have now. Endless possibilities, and the world closer and easier to access than ever before. Maybe we'll come to think that digital isn't toxic. In fact, it's quite the opposite. That the things we're urged to turn off can actually nourish us. That embracing the world as it is today is healthy, and that switching it all off, without consideration or moderation, is just as mad as starving yourself for 100 days and nights with only drinking a mix of water and pepper to nourish you. With Talking Tech, I'm Alex Symington.